Manly Edward MacDonald was born on August 15, 1889, in the hamlet of Point Anne, east of Belleville, Ontario. He was a twin to Manson and had two older brothers, George and Frank, and a sister Maria. His father and other MacDonalds at the Point were farmers and fishermen on the Bay of Quinte. His natural artistic talent became apparent early. By the age of three, he was sketching voraciously. In 1902, when he was 13, Manly successfully tried the high school examination in art in nearby Belleville. 3 years later, tragedy struck when his mother, Sarah, died of natural causes, leaving his father, William, to bring up the family. Manly was 15. In October 1908, Manly MacDonald enrolled in the Ontario College of Art in Toronto. His father, William, remarried, and half-sister Keitha was born in 1909. At the age of 22, in 1911, Manly began courses at the Albright School of Art in Buffalo, New York. He continued his art studies at the prestigious Boston Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, Massachusetts, in 1912 and 1913. Manly returned to the Ontario College of Art in Toronto from 1914 to 1916. Then, in 1917, he received his first scholarship from the Royal Canadian Academy of Arts, enabling him to travel to Europe during the First World War, where he spent his time observing the war effort and drawing. While in France, he married fellow OCA student Beverly Lamb. That same year, he was commissioned by the Canadian War Memorials Fund and the National Gallery of Canada to paint scenes of women working in the fields of the Quinte region near Belleville, work that would have been done by men before the war. Manly was also elected a member of the Ontario Society of Artists. Their first child, Sarah Sally Beverly MacDonald, was born in 1918. In 1920, Manly MacDonald became an associate of the Royal Canadian Academy and received a second RCA scholarship. He traveled through France, Italy, Spain, and Great Britain with Beverly and young Sally. Manly returned from Europe in 1922 and painted full-time while the family lived in Belleville, where his first exhibition was held. He then opened a studio on Severn Street in Toronto's Rosedale Ravine area. The MacDonald's second child, Francis Duncan, was born in 1923 while the family lived in Toronto at 21 Norwood Road. In 1924, Manly exhibited at the prestigious Wembley Exhibition, Middlesex, England, his work being chosen because of its authentic Canadian flavor. Manly showed again in 1925 at the British Empire Exhibition at Wembley in the new Canadian Pavilion. The Canadian art scene was changing by 1926 as more traditional painters like MacDonald felt shunted aside by new ideas at the Ontario Society of Artists. MacDonald's paintings were, however, considered to be the best in the OSA exhibition at the Art Gallery of Toronto. In 1932, Manly MacDonald's work was recognized by his alma mater at the Albright School of Art in Buffalo, New York. Manly's work was included in the 1936 Art Gallery of Toronto's Pictures by Canadians exhibition. He also continued to exhibit at the Canadian National Exhibition Fine Arts Canada Show. The Canadian High Commissioner, Vincent Massey, announced a major exhibition of Canadian art to be held at the Tate Gallery in London, England, in 1938. A number of MacDonald's pieces were on display. MacDonald's work was included in the Canadian Art Exhibition at the 1939 New York World's Fair. By 1940, Manly began teaching at the Royal Canadian Academy in Toronto. He also taught at the Ontario College of Art from 1943 to 1944. Manly exhibited at the World's Fair in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, in 1944 with the Canadian Exhibition of Contemporary Art. He displayed his paintings at the Belleville, Ontario Spring Fair in 1945, which became an annual event. He donated a painting to the Canadian Federation of University Women's Club of Belleville District towards a scholarship for a young woman each year. He also gave each recipient a painting. 44 girls would benefit. Manly taught again at the Ontario College of Art from 1946 to 1947. All the while, he continued to paint, exhibit, and accept commissions. In 1948, he was elected as an academician at the Royal Canadian Academy. MacDonald, along with three contemporaries, resigned in protest in 1951 from the Ontario Society of Artists in a simmering disagreement with other artists over the OSA's emphasis on what MacDonald called creeping modernism. By 1953, Painters 7, which would later become Painters 11 and composed of abstract artists, became a cohesive artistic force. In 1955, Manley accepted a commission from the Toronto St. Clair Avenue Granite Club to paint two large winter murals. The MacDonald family bought a summer home in 1956 at Long Reach on the Bay of Quinte. There, Manley continued to sketch and paint the pastoral landscapes of the area, as well as speak to groups of interested people. Manley received a commission from the St. Lawrence Seaway Commission in 1957 to commemorate the establishment of the Seaway. He painted seven Eastern Ontario mills. In 1958, Manley MacDonald became a founding member of the Ontario Institute of Painters. When he was chosen to paint the skyline of Toronto in 1959, as a gift from the city to Queen Elizabeth II on her state visit, controversy erupted again. Some felt he was the wrong choice and that his work was too traditional. At the same time, Painters 11 disbanded, but changed Canadians' view of traditional versus modern art forever. In 1960, MacDonald mounted an exhibit at the Royal College of Art in England for the Ontario Institute of Painters in Toronto. He returned to teach again at the Ontario College of Art in the 1960s, before ill health forced him to stop. His twin brother, Manson MacDonald, died at 75 in 1964. Subsequently, Manley himself had a number of heart attacks and was ordered to stop working. His wife, Beverly, died in 1969. She was 79. Manley Edward MacDonald died at Toronto's Wellesley Hospital on April 10, 1971. He was 81.